Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Welcome back to Business Wednesdays. Do you know your outcome in business? Well, today I'm going to talk about knowing your outcome. So I can relate to this. I've been in cases in my business when I really wasn't clear on what I was actually targeting or what I was throwing out there in the past. And it's not just your outcome in terms of where your business is going in the entrepreneurial world, but it's also knowing the outcome of the individual you're aiming to help. And if you're familiar with this, you've always got to think about the one person you're helping. Because when you try, and I was just reading this recently in John Lee Dumas's recent book, which is an awesome book, which I definitely recommend. And he talks about if you try and target everyone, you're talking to no one. So you've really got to know that one person and identify what is the outcome they are trying to achieve. Not just feeling good or feeling more confident or happier, but what as a result is the outcome they're going to get? Is it the fact that they're going to get more money? Is it the fact they're going to get more a job promotion? Is it the fact they're going to get closer to finding the love of their life? What is the outcome that feeling is going to give them? Okay, so let's go through this because it can be quite vague. And let's use an example of what vague can be when you don't really know your outcome. It's when you say thing, and this was me, this has been me in the beginning. It can be things like, I help people improve their mindset, or I help people get healthy. That's not really speaking specifically to anyone, and it's not being very clear on who you're targeting. So therefore, you need to, again, be clear on what's the outcome that's going to help them achieve. Is that health, that energy going to allow them, therefore, to go on and create a more successful business? Or perhaps it's going to help them be a better leader, have a more productive team at work? Or perhaps is that energy going to allow them to create a good, strong relationship with someone or improve their own existing relationship? What is the outcome? So let's go through three quick points on this in terms of how you can be clearer on your outcome. So first of all, think about that one person you're looking at. I'm just going to reiterate this again. Think about the one person you are targeting in your business. Not multiple people. Do not be afraid to niche down. What is their specific problem that you are helping them address? Think about that one person. The second one is, what is the outcome they want to achieve? So that's the second question. Think about what's the maybe it's feelings of more confidence, empowerment, more happiness, but what's the outcome they're going to get, okay, as a result of you helping them? And then the third question is, what do they need? What do they need from you as a result from your business to help them? What is the outcome you help them get to? How are you going to help them get to their outcome? So ask yourself, are you doing these? Are you being really clear on what the outcome is, not only for your business in general, but what is the outcome for that specific individual you're targeting? Because you've got to be very, very clear in terms of that. I found myself in that case where I wasn't clear. I was like, I like helping people have better lives, or I like helping people with their mindset, which sounds great and it's a great thing to do. But I see lots of people, particularly in the coaching industry, go out and do that. And if you're going out and doing that, you're basically competing with Tony Robbins or Brendan Burchard's of the world, or Jay Shetty's of the world, who are like the best coaches in the world. Just you're helping people with a mindset. But even they are more specific than that. You need to be very clear on your outcome. And it's the same thing. Obviously, this is Business Wednesday, but it's the same thing in life in general. Whatever you're trying to achieve in life, whether it's your business or not, you've got to be clear of what's the outcome you're trying to achieve. Obviously, in the case here, we're being clear on the outcome you're achieving, linking it to the outcome of what someone else is trying to achieve. But in life in general, be really, really clear on the outcome, because you can't hit a target if it's not clear and you haven't defined it. and you can't help anyone else with them hitting their target if it's not clear for them neither. So that's what I want you to think about today. What are you going to take away from this, and how are you going to make it clearer on what the outcome is for your specific customer that you're trying to help? Like I said, it's been a challenging thing for me, but through my years of being an entrepreneur, it's something I've learned and adapted to. So I wanted to share this very quick episode today on Business Wednesdays. So that's what I wanted to share today. So thank you so much for listening. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.